This is an emergency appeal on behalf of one of the most popular species in Britain, a creature that has long lived and thrived on these islands, but is now being chased out of its own habitat and battling with a threat of extinction. This is an urgent appeal to save the great English male. They've been a central part of our national culture and almost part of the landscape. Your grandparents and mine would have taken them for granted. For thousands of years, they prospered on hills, in valleys, in towns, and hamlets. They rose up to the very top of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Civil Service, and even the great religions, too. But now something has happened that must cause alarm amongst the British public. These men are being threatened in many quarters by a mysterious force, a force that is to the trained eye most beautiful and deadly of all time. To some men, these people are everywhere they look. I'm talking about women. In Westminster, women now make up a staggering 22% of MPs. Within a decade, that could be almost a quarter. But in Scotland, the picture is even more extreme. 35% of members of the Scottish Parliament are of the female persuasion. That's nearly one-third. One-third. Within a short 500 years, women could make up a whole half of our elected representatives. And this is happening right under our noses. Women have even been made lawyers and sheriffs. In some parts of the UK, one in five judges is now definitely very female. Just think about the four-fifths who remained behind as men. Women are even allowed into the boardrooms of giant corporations now, and it seems they might one day become bishops. For every 100 executive directors running the FTSE 100 companies, 17, that's 17 non-men, are taking the seats. To be more precise still, these people are women. On Radio 4, women can be found broadcasting, and there used to be some on 5 Live too. In acting, Judi Dench and Maggie Smith get roles playing distinguished ladies that just a few hundred years ago might have been offered to men like Ian McKellen or Derek Jacobi, or maybe even me. They've even been made dames, a category that deliberately excludes men, even those in the acting profession who'd like an equal opportunity. You know, could wear a nice dress or something. So this morning, just days after the Prime Minister promoted at least 2 more women, please join me in sparing a thought for those he left behind, people like me, and someone close to you, you know, perhaps in bed or even now waiting to switch off the archers. Spare a thought for the great British male.